Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, November 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Inflation eased to 7.7% in October, down from an 8.2% annual increase in September, according to the Labor Department, as underlying price increases for things aside from energy and food slowed from a four-decade high. The inflation report could keep the Federal Reserve on track to impose less aggressive interest rate increases. Those prospects triggered a rally in U.S. stocks. By late morning, the Dow Jones Industrials were up around 1,000 points, or more than 3%. The S&P 500 was up more than 4.6%, and the NASDAQ had gained more than 6%. Mortgage rates rose back above 7% this week, matching their highest level in 20 years. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 7.08%, up from 6.9% a week ago. A year ago, the rate was just below 3%. And U.S. home price growth slowed sharply in the third quarter. According to the National Association of Realtors, average prices for existing single-family homes were up 8.6% from a year earlier. That's a significant slowdown from the second quarter, when prices rose at a 14.2% annual pace. But prices in most areas remain higher than they were a year ago because supply remains limited. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.